Well, thank you for that introduction. Today, our guest is Mr. Don Hadley, Government and Commercial Sales Manager for Bozek Ford Nissan Chevrolet. Don, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you so much, Carl.
So, Don, you're also the board president of South Shore Clean Cities, and we thank you for your service to our organization. Can you tell our listeners about your role with Bozek, Ford, Nissan, Chevrolet, and government and commercial fleets?
Absolutely. Thank you. Well, this is my actually 34th year in the automotive industry, and the majority of it, I've dabbled with government and commercial sales, and really maybe the last 10 years have gone full-fledged into that. So basically my role is kind of multifaceted, like most people's roles in their job.
Sure.
There's a lot of different things that that go into reaching out to different municipalities, different commercial entities. The most important thing that I would say my role is to make sure that the end product, whatever that may be, whether it be to a commercial entity or a government entity, is the vehicle and the equipment that best fits the needs of that order.
I see.
It is absolutely vital that we supply safe, and you know, sometimes it has to do with performance, sometimes it has to do with payload or towing or whatever the case may be. But we deliver an end product that is what the customer is looking for.
I see. So do you find fleet managers or budget directors come in with misconceptions about alternative fuels or electric vehicles? And what do you hear from them, and how do you work to educate them?
Oh, Carl, that is a gigantic question. The answer is definitely in the fact that a lot of, especially when you get into municipal type scenarios, where the bottom line sometimes is the absolute lowest price or bid.
Sure.
That municipality can achieve. Now, they may not be taking into account the total lifespan of the vehicle or the impact it would have on the community. So that's where the education comes in, is to say, yes, we can deliver you a vehicle that will do the absolute minimum at the absolute minimum price. However, that may not be the best solution for what you're looking for, even currently or definitely for the long haul. So there is a lot of education. There's a lot of misconceptions about you know, what the vehicles will do, performance-wise, so on and so forth. I would say tying that in is I have been surprised that there's a lot of people inside the garage areas that read up and study alternative fuels and their performances. And a lot of them are the ones that are actually reaching out to councilmen or their bosses in the department and kind of educating them. And that's kind of the grassroots of where a lot of this begins.
I see.
So it's there's definitely a lot of misconceptions, but throughout the years, it's definitely gotten better. And with the advent of charging stations and education on you know, whether it be propane or natural gas, it's kind of the chicken or the egg. Now that there's enough information and there's some infrastructure out there, you're definitely starting to see a switch over to people trying to educate themselves more on what it will do for their community.
Sure. So, you know, every day we're hearing about supply chain disruptions in the transportation industry and how it's impacted by the microchip shortage. So how are you working through that challenge currently?
Well, that's a very easy one. I'm telling everybody that calls that I don't know.
I love it.
That is that's really almost the truth.
Mm-hmm.
The chip issue, and again, it's not just the chip issue. There's supply chain issues on parts. I mean, from gas caps to you know, alternators and everything in between. So for the most part, I would say that because there's so much out there as far as in the news and stuff, the people are pretty understanding of what's going on. The semiconductor issue is something that blindsided the industry, and it has caused tremendous backups, lots of cancellations, lots of vehicles getting pushed into the next model year. And so, you know, what we've tried to do is go out and just let everybody know that if you're looking for something in your normal time frame, you know, maybe you're looking 3 months out or 6 months out, you really need to be looking at like a year out.
Wow. Okay.
And I know that on the Chevy side and on the Ford side, pretty much model year 22 inventory is already spoken for.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to be looking and planning into the 23 model years.
Wow.
You know, if there's something that you're looking for, or if you're cycling out, whether it be a municipality or a commercial entity, if you're cycling your vehicles out, give yourself probably a double the lead time that you normally would.
Well, that's important information to know, Don. Thank you for sharing that. Well, Don Hadley, thank you so much. That will do it for today's edition of Green Fleet Radio. Thank you again to Mr. Don Hadley, Government and Commercial Sales Manager for Bozek, Ford, Nissan, and Chevy, and also South Shore Clean Cities Board President. Green Fleet Radio airs 3 times each Wednesday on Lakeshore Public Radio. I'm your host, Carl Lissick. Thanks for joining us, and remember, it's never too late to begin your environmental legacy.